righteousness.
Yo, Angela Yee, I love you.
50% ratchetness.
Tell them ratchets to sit down.
This is becoming the most prominent forum for hip-hop.
Wake your ass up.
Yeah, it's early in the morning, but they told me it was y'all. I said, oh, hell yeah, I'm getting up.
The world's most dangerous morning show. DJ Envy.
Your people's choice.
Angela Yee.
I'm a sweetheart, but I'll cut you.
Charlamagne Tha God.
Prince of Pissing People.
I can't believe you guys are the best, kid.
Collectively known as
Breakfast Club, bitches.
Good morning, Angela Yee.
Good morning, DJ Envy.
Charlamagne Tha God.
Peace to the planet. It's Friday.
Yes, it's Friday. The weekend is here.
The weekend is here.
It's snowing in New York.
It is snowing.
It's going to snow in the south and everything in the next couple of days. So if you're traveling, I'm telling you right now, make sure you check the flights.
Yeah, and give yourself a little extra time.
Yeah, I was almost late this morning because I didn't pay my phone bill. You know how that goes.
Sometimes, what does it have to do with being late?
Because I think my alarm did go off, but then like I went back to sleep, but then like somebody called me, and then when I tried to call him back, it wouldn't go through.
I tried to call you this morning.
Then I got in the car.
You didn't answer, so I called Wax.
And I was driving, and I was trying to listen to my music, and it kept saying I was offline. I'm like, what the hell is going on?
Well, did you pay your bill?
Of course I paid the pass-through amount like a real man.
Well, you ain't paid the full amount right now.
No real man pays the full amount. You pay the pass-through. Only suckers pay the full amount, okay? Pass due only.
I don't know if that's good advice.
I don't know.
That's great advice.
I do the same.
That's why you were offline this morning.
Yeah,
like only for a minute, though. I don't know if that's good advice.
I don't trust people who pay their full amount. Who are you trying to prove? Who are you trying to show off for? All right, I paid my full amount on my phone.
I actually set mine up for auto pay now after you guys have had these discussions.
Nah, I need to know where that money going. I want to know when it goes out.
Pass due only, baby. Send you a message before they do it.
I hate to say it, but I'm the same way. I wait for them to cut my phone off, and then I just pay the pass.
That's good. Cutting your phone off is just a harsh reminder that your phone bill is due.
That's horrible.
They can call you a million times. It means nothing. But when they cut that phone off, like, oh, I guess my phone bill.
Are they serious now?
Why you was calling me? Because of the dude outside?
Yeah, there was somebody outside the station. You know, I call you every once in a while when I see somebody that looks a little froggy.
Now, by the way, usually, you know, for the past, 6 years, I've been attacked twice outside this radio station.
Mm-hmm.
They usually fit a certain stereotype.
Hey, this is like a different stereotype.
Yeah, it's a certain element you see. You might be a big black dude with dreads or, like, you know, hoodie on.
Right.
Like, you got to fit a certain stereotype.
Absolutely.
It might be trouble. This morning, I was shook.
I was scared.
Because it was
that's why I called you.
About a 5'9", skinny Dylan Roof-in-the-face looking white dude outside.
With a book bag.
With a book bag.
Yeah, I was nervous.
And gloves on.
Yes, with gloves on.
Talking about, oh, Charlamagne, I feel like I know you. Back up off me, Dylan Roof-in-the-face ass boy. I don't know you.
How come no one called me to tell me there was somebody?
I thought you were here already. Because usually you're here so early. Usually you hear it so early. As soon as I walk by him, I put my hood on low, so I was like, you ain't gonna see me. I dipped right in the building. I said, let me call Charlamagne, give him the heads up.
I stopped and talked to him, though. His name was Will, I believe. He's a mixtape rapper.
Oh.
A porn disenfranchised Caucasian.
Oh, okay.
Well, they said he's been there for like 5 hours.
Yeah, he's been there since 1 o'clock in the morning in the snow. It is now 6:05 a.m., and he's white and he's a mixtape rapper.
Why do people always pick the coldest day so far?
I don't know.
Drop on a clues bomb so that waste of good white skin.
Y'all standing, stop it.
Standing outside the building trying to promote his music.
I definitely dipped on his ass.
At 1 in the morning.
Shout to Jeezy. Jeezy had a dinner last night. Forbes magazine actually held the dinner for Jeezy. It's about all his investments, his tequila, his real estate he has. So it was a dope dinner last night. So I seen Jeezy. I ran into Teyana Taylor was there. Her husband, Amon Shumpert.
Amon ain't got no game?
Tonight, the Nets.
Oh, okay.
They're playing the Cavaliers.
Yeah.
I'm actually going to that game.
No, he's on the Cavaliers.
I mean, oh, yeah. The Nets, I said the Nets are playing the Cavaliers.
Yeah, he plays the Nets.
Tonight, the Nets.
Yeah, he plays the Nets tonight. Trying to think who else was there last night. I seen Karen Civil there. She was there.
Salute the young KC, the young legend.
Drop on a
call. She'll be with me at my birthday party in New Orleans.
Oh, yeah? Mac Wilds was there last night. Rotimi. It was a good little dinner. Good little dinner. The CEO of Lyft, he was there. A lot of people were in there last night. Good little dinner.
Did you invest in Lyft?
I didn't. Oh, we did. We did. We sure did invest in Lyft. Yes, we did. Absolutely. All right. Well,
we got guests today, too, right?
Yeah. Vivica Fox will be joining
us.
Vivica A. Fox.
She'll be joining
us. The legend.
And she's bringing some people with her.
Yeah, because she got like a, ain't she a madam now? She got a bunch of hoes or
Vivica's
something?
Vivica's Black Magic is the name of the show. It's on Lifetime. It just debuted on Wednesday. And she's actually putting together a black male review show. So male exotic dancers.
Man hoes.
And they get to go to Vegas because it's fun for women. A lot of people go for bachelor and bachelorette parties to Vegas.
A lot of big girls.
They have the Thunder Down Under. It's all
big girls.
Not really. Yeah, that's the male review show out there, but it's not a lot of color.
I have no problem with women objectifying men. Men have been objectifying women for years. Cool.
A male review show is so different than when women have, you know, strip clubs because just what they do is different. Like, they're a lot more interactive, I feel like. And they have to do a lot of, like, flipping you up. And
there's a lot of prep. Like, I DJ'd one. Only one.
Oh, word.
Only one.
So you helped with the chubs?
No, but...
That's what you're saying.
You were the fluffer.
You were the fluffer, exactly.
But there was... In the booth, because they had to get dressed by the booth, so they had to put... Forget it.
So they were like, Envy, stand right there. I like how you sag your pants. I like your little red drawer that you show off all the time.
No, but their costumes are very important.
Little ass is making me chub.
They had to put a penis ring on to make sure their meat was...
Oh, you saw all of that?
You know what?
Forget it. I see you. I see you, playboy.
Forget it. Front page news, what we talking about?
Oh, man. Well, Twitter went crazy yesterday after Yahoo sent out a tweet with a little typo in it.
Okay.
All right? And we'll talk about this hate crime that the four teenagers have been charged with.
I can't believe it took them that long to figure out that was a hate crime. I just watched the video. Jeez.
All right.
I can't believe it. It's 2017 and The Breakfast Club is starting off with new music.
Well, that's not new music.
Yeah. I mean, it's not new music, usually it's a Drake record. At least now we're playing one of Drake's artists.
Well, Drake's on that record, too.
Oh, never mind. Jesus Christ.
We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news. Now, shout out to the Giants. They're heading to Green Bay today. They've been practicing all week long. They've been putting the footballs in the freezer so they can feel the coldness of the footballs. They had the air conditioner on the inside arena. So we are ready. I am heading out there Saturday.
So you telling me nobody on that team has any experience with cold balls and they play in New York?
We are going to, I'm heading out there on Saturday. I'm going to watch the Giants.
Odell can't catch cold balls?
Beat the Green Bay Packers. So the Giants, I will be out there this weekend. Let's go Giants, G-Men all day. Ho, 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 ho. All right. Now let's talk about this snowy forecast a little bit.
I can't wait till y'all lose 20-something to 3.
Winter storm warnings, and as winter storm warnings are spread all across the United States, they said there's going to be snow and even a little bit of ice in parts of the South, and that is starting today. So warnings are in Atlanta, in Charlotte, in Raleigh, Durham, in Norfolk, parts of the Texas Panhandle. So just be careful if you guys are going to be out there driving. Give yourself a little extra time. If you're flying somewhere, make sure you check your flights. They said even in Mississippi, South Carolina, all of that, some ice accumulation as well.
I'm so glad I don't have to travel this weekend. I ain't got no money anyway. I just came off vacation, just paid my past due bill on my phone. I'm stuck for a while.
And Green Bay is going to be about 5 degrees Sunday. I just want to put that out there. So it's going to be cold, but we're going to be there. Now let's talk about this Facebook Live incident.
All right, well, we told you guys about this yesterday in Chicago. The three of them are teenagers. One of them is 24-year-olds, kidnapping a man who they say has mental health issues and torturing him.
Bunch of cowards.
All on Facebook Live. They have now decided they are going to charge these four people with a hate crime. And in that video, they were saying, F Trump, F white people. And they even looked at the camera and said, if any one of y'all got a problem with this, I'm going to tie y'all bitch ass up.
I can't believe they had to investigate that. Like, you can just watch that video and listen to what they're saying and tell that was a hate crime.
So that is Jordan Hill, who's 18, Tess Faye Cooper, Brittany Covington, and Tanisha Covington. They also are facing charges of aggravated kidnapping, aggravated unlawful restraint, aggravated battery with a deadly weapon, and one of them is being charged with residential burglary, and one of them is accused of robbery and possession of a stolen motor vehicle.
You got to bury them under the jail, man.
I'm not
a hypocrite to where, you know, I look at them and be like, oh, no, you know, we need to take our time and they need help. No, I look at them the same way I look at a damn Dylan Roof. Like, people like that, it's only a matter of time before they do something crazy to you or the ones that you love.
Mm-hmm.
Period.
Definitely bury them under the jail. Now, let's talk about Yahoo.
Ooh, well, this tweet went out yesterday and there was a little bit of a typo and Twitter went crazy with it. Now, in this tweet, Yahoo was talking about President-elect Donald Trump wanting to expand the U.S. Navy. And they wrote, Trump wants they meant to write bigger Navy, but they replaced that B with an N. So they wrote,
oh, my goodness.
Trump wants a much N-word Navy. Here's how much it'll cost.
Wait, well, how did I miss that?
What?
Why Why did I miss that?
You didn't see the hashtag N-word Navy trending all day yesterday?
I thought that was a new rap group or some new record label or somebody. I thought Rihanna released a song or something.
That tweet stayed live on their account for 20 minutes, and here are some examples of people's responses. Trump, we got to go to war. Captain, you got gas money? Hashtag N-word Navy. Pentagon, we can't find the target on the radar. Hashtag N-word Navy. Now, if I go in the sweater and find it, I'm beating your ass. So people were just going crazy.
But the beat is next to the N.
I checked it. I did was be like, hold on, let me make sure this B is next to the N. Yeah, somebody put, yo, your baby mom just boarded the ship. They just was going crazy with this hashtag yesterday.
My goodness.
That's ridiculous.
All right. Well, that's front page
news.
We had
all kinds of Soulja Boy and Chris Brown jokes with it, too.
Goodness, I wouldn't even want no N-word, Navy, because N-words don't swim.
Yes, they do.
I don't know how to swim.
Exactly. N-word. My daughter knows how to swim. I made my daughter swim so she wouldn't be a stereotype. In fact, yesterday when I was at my other job at Viacom, my homegirl Rachel said to me, your daughter can swim, right? She's not a stereotype. I said, yes, she can swim.
Yeah, all my kids can swim. And I can swim. I was actually on a swim team. I should have made the Olympics, but that's another story.
Oh my God.
All right. Tell them why you're mad. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you
need
to
vent. Somebody said that Millie Rock on any dock.
Call us up right now if you need to vent a little bit. Tell them why you're mad. 800-585-1051. Call us now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
With the good hair.
Hey yo, good morning. This is the Mad Rap. I'm gonna tell you why I'm mad. I'm mad because I hung out in the club last night and there was so many good girls in there. Yo, for real, we don't need none of y'all good girls in the club. We need loose girls, we need drunk girls, we need sloppy girls. We need girls that's just gonna go all the way. We don't need none of y'all nice girls in there. Go home. Go away. Talk about it and tell me why you mad. Breakfast Club, for real.
Yo, Steph, yo.
Steph, tell them why you mad, bro.
Yo, all right, so basically, like, you know how J. Cole, Abso all got, you know, they credit for, like, you know, the albums and stuff, like how the album sells is cracking and stuff. Like, I'm just mad at my son, like Haji B. Like, he had a nice dope album and nobody listened to it, nobody talked about it, and it's really dope. Like,
wait,
I don't know.
Haji put out an album last year?
Yeah,
it's called I had no idea.
Yeah,
thank you for letting us and all of our listeners know.
Absolutely. Hello, who's this?
Good morning, y'all. How y'all doing for the New Year's, man?
Amani, tell him why you mad.
Nah, my name is not Amani. Envy, man.
What's your name?
I said good morning, man.
Oh, I thought you said
Envy's crazy.
What's
crazy.
What's your name, bro?
It's Porta Potty Guy, Envy. What's
up? Oh, where you been, Porta Potty Guy?
I don't know your voice no more. You don't call up here no more. Why are you mad?
Listen, man. Envy, man. Listen, man. I want to apologize to you for the New Year's, bro. You know what I mean? Listen, guys. I messed up, you know what I mean, last year. You know, I said some things to 50 Cent, and I guess Envy didn't like it, and he blocked me on Instagram, him and 50.
What?
So, Envy, you my favorite DJ, dog. You know what I mean? Envy, you didn't know you blocked me on Instagram?
I blocked him on Instagram?
He was probably talking reckless. We played this song one time, and he got overexcited.
Envy, this is what I said. I said, you know what I mean? I put LOL and said, F you, you know what, now I mean 50 Cent.
Porta Potty Guy. I don't think nobody cares, bro.
Can you unblock him, Envy?
No.
I don't think nobody cares.
Envy, because, yo, Envy, you're my favorite DJ.
You're his favorite DJ. Favorite. Come on.
You know what? What do you want, Porta Potty? What do you want, my brother? What do you want?
I don't want nothing. I love you guys. So not talking to you guys, I kind of not feel like a part of the family no more. You know what
Envy,
I mean?
Unblock your brother, man.
Well,
stop
we appreciate
it.
You, Porta Potty Guy. I never stopped liking you, okay?
We played his record one time, and then he got crazy. Play my record today. I was like,
that man cleans porta potties for a living.
Feeling myself.
He wants more for his life.
Okay.
You gave him a little taste by playing his record, okay?
He went nuts.
Hello, who's this?
My name is Terry Bratchett. I'm from Dayton, Ohio.
Tell him why you mad, bro.
I'm mad because I've been fighting this case for a year with the Dayton police. They're framing me, and I have all of the evidence to prove it. I can't get no help from the Department of Justice, the Human Council Relations, or News Channel 7.
Can you afford a lawyer?
I got a lawyer. He working for the state.
Okay, so do you want attention or you want to get your case dropped?
I want my case dropped because, I mean, I have all the evidence. I got video evidence of them saying, you know, they know who the drugs belong to. And I got forged signatures from one of the detectives that forged the judge's signatures, and I still can't get no help from nowhere.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
So he wants to get attention so in order to
get his case dropped.
Yes, to get his case dropped.
Right, because I can't get help nowhere, and I got all the evidence to prove my innocence, and I've been fighting this case for almost a year.
All right, this is what you do. I'm going to help you out here. Write a Facebook post about it, and then tweet it to me, and I'll retweet it for you.
There you go.
Okay, I ain't even on Facebook. I don't need to do internet. Yeah.
I thought lawyers were what makes you guilty or innocent.
We got
nowadays.
A state appointed lawyer.
Yeah, that doesn't. That really doesn't.
Oh, you got a public defender. You ain't got no lawyer.
I got a paid lawyer. I got a paid lawyer. He working for the state because they all buddies.
Yeah, sometimes they try to make you take a plea because they don't even feel like going to trial or something.
Well, you're paying the wrong lawyer, buddy. You got to pay the lawyer that's giving the judge oral sex when ain't nobody looking.
Hey, that's against the law. Hello, who's this?
iPhone Sim, Evie, what's poppin'?
iPhone Sim, what's up, bro? Happy New Year.
Yeah, Happy New Year to the whole family. Yo, I'm mad because... Happy New Year, baby. Yo, I'm mad because I missed Charlamagne's birthday last night. That's the city, right?
You met what?
I missed your birthday party last night. It was at Sin City last night, right?
I ain't have no damn birthday party last night. My birthday's in June. My birthday, June 29th.
I'm listening to the wrong birthday club. I've been breakfast club.
Oh, you know what? It's a DJ at Sin City named Charlamagne. Remember the producer?
Oh,
There's another Charlamagne.
That's another Charlamagne. You had the wrong
that's
one.
That's a fake ass Charlamagne.
No, he not. He been around him for a long time.
Nah, it's just one Charlamagne. The guy wants DJ Charlamagne. All right, bro.
Okay.
All right, tell them why you're mad. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, call us now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Black Beatles. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne the God. We are The Breakfast Club.
Just now.
I stopped freezing for 2017.
The mannequin challenge been played out.
Mm-hmm.
It's done, done.
What's next?
Who knows?
I don't know.
They just did the Soulja Boy challenge. That was next. That was last week, right?
Yeah, that was last week.
Okay.
All right, well, let's
That's over already, though.
Yeah, that's over, too. Let's get to the rumors. Let's talk Nicki Minaj.
It's about time.
What's going on? Yo.
Rumor report. Rumor report.
This is the Rumor Report.
Talk to him.
With Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
Well, just yesterday at the end of the show, Nicki Minaj sent out this tweet. To confirm, yes, I am single, focusing on my work and looking forward to sharing it with you guys really soon. Have a blessed new year. Love you. What was the response? Well, Meek Mill then put up a picture of a pair of Giuseppe sneakers that Nicki Minaj wore in Ciara's I'm Out video. And on that post, he said to her, if you're out, don't wear these, they're whack.
By the way, that was lame as hell. That was super petty. As much as you used to post up pictures about Nicki and say how you were in love and this your girl and you got the baddest chick in the game and yada, 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 now you want to diss her because she broke up with you publicly? Like, stop it. That's lame.
I think it was more as a joke. I don't think it was
How is that a joke?
Because the shoes look horrible. So he was like, just don't walk out in these. I didn't take that
that's
as a
lame.
Stab.
It's petty.
It is petty.
You're the woman. How would you feel if a guy did that to you?
I guess I would feel like he was a little bitter. I don't know.
You're bitter. You look emotional. Like, come on, man. Stop it. Be more G than that.
And by the way, there's certain things you would wear in a video that maybe you wouldn't walk around in real life with. I just want to put that out there.
And did you tell me my sneakers was whack when we was together?
It was probably an inside joke about those sneakers. That's probably why he did it.
I thought
it was.
Well,
it's probably because the song is called I'm Out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And he was trying to be funny. Well, Safari, I should say, took to Twitter and said, hey, big head, hashtag stunt gang. So these were the responses, and according to TMZ...
That looked lame, too, by the way.
Safari is open
that was a joke too.
To rekindling things.
That's whack, though, because you already said you're the happiest you've ever been when y'all wasn't together, and you're so glad you dodged that bullet.
I mean, they said that for the public.
They got to stop doing that. Say what you mean what you say.
I always thought Nicki Minaj and Scaf Beasley would get back to each other.
Well,
they know each other. They've been together since I don't even know how long.
I'm going to be honest with you. I can't see Nicki dating somebody off Love & Hip Hop. I just think that's beneath her. I'm going to be honest with you.
Let's get busy. Right, she can go back to Safari.
Can I finish?
Sorry.
Thank you. Goodness. Well, then Safari went on, according to TMZ, feels that Meek did nothing to boost her career, and she hasn't put out an album in the nearly 2 years that she dated him. So
she didn't put out an album in the past 2 years? I thought Nicki did put out an album in the past 2 years.
According to TMZ, this is what Safari is saying.
I don't know.
Single again. Got it. We single again.
Stupid.
All right, Khloe Kardashian, in the meantime, is trying to make sure that her relationship doesn't go south with Tristan Thompson. Now, according to Star Magazine, she chartered a private jet when, you know, his ex-girlfriend had a baby. So she went with him to make sure that he went to the hospital, chartered that jet. But she only would let him go to the hospital right after she had her C-section to make sure he was there when the baby was born. And then they left again right away, got back on the jet, and went back to Cleveland the same day.
You ain't letting me do nothing. I got a $100 million contract. What you mean, let me?
According to sources, everywhere he goes, she goes. She does not want to let him out of her sight because she doesn't want him to get back together.
Tristan, you're not Chris Humphreys. You got a $100 million contract, okay? There's no reason for a Kardashian to have you in check at all.
He might just enjoy his girl being around.
All right. She's not playing. Now, is it true, though, that if you keep your man under lock like that, that there's less chance that he'll cheat?
Yeah.
It'll get annoying after a while, but duh.
I feel like if somebody wants to cheat, they're going to cheat.
They're going to do it regardless.
Somehow, some way.
I don't know how they're going to pull that one off. That vagina, other vagina be having an odor. You can't just walk around your woman with smelling like other vagina.
Well, Lamar Odom, in the meantime, is out of rehab. He was there for 35 days, and here's what he had to say.
Lamar, congratulations,
thank
man.
You, bro.
How was the experience?
Awesome.
Yeah.
Life-changing.
Yeah. What's next?
I might do a reality show.
Have you spoken to Khloe at all or anyone from the Kardashian family?
No.
Did they reach out to you?
No.
Are you intending to, or are you kind of just...
Yeah, I'll speak to them. I'll speak to my ex-wife.
That's the picture Trisha should keep in his locker room. Keep a picture of Lamar Odom up. Matter of fact, that meme of Lamar Odom looking like the crackhead from Chappelle's Show, Tyrone Biggums, put that up in your locker room because it could happen, bro.
All right, and last but not least, since he's about to do a reality show, the Kardashians, they are 6 out of the top 7 spots for top-earning reality stars. Kim Kardashian alone made $51 million in the past year. And you know, most of that money comes from her game. That she has, her Kim Kardashian Hollywood game. So that's 40% of her money. That's what
that is.
Hey, drop one of Clues Bonds for their business. I respect good business.
And second is Kylie, and then she's followed very closely by Kendall, 18, and then $17 million.
What is Tyga waiting for to get her pregnant?
She might be trying.
It's not trying hard enough, clearly.
She might be on birth control.
Well, tell her stop taking birth control. If you love me, you'll stop taking birth control, Kylie.
You're a bird.
The only person that wasn't a Kardashian that made the top list from the 6 out of 7 people was Bethany Frankel. And that's because she sold her Skinny Girl alcohol brand for $100 million, and she still gets money from it.
Probably the Clues Bonds with Bethany Frankel. I saw Bethany the other day. Salute to Bethany.
You know, they sell at Yankee Stadium.
They do?
Mm-hmm.
Skinny Girl?
The small version, yep.
All right, well, I'm Angela Yee, and that's your rumor report.
Okay, Miss Yee. Now, when we come back, Vivica A. Fox will be joining us. She has a new show coming on.
Oh, did she bring some friends? The show actually started on Lifetime Wednesday. It's called Vivica's Black Magic.
Oh. Does the A stand for ass eater? Inquiring minds want to know.
We'll find out in 5. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. That was Drake, Controller. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV, Angela
Yee. Now, hold on. Slow down. Okay, I think that I should introduce this part.
Right, we ain't even introduced the first part.
Let me get into it. Good morning, everybody. All right, it's Angela Yee. That's DJ Envy over there. That's Charlamagne there. It's insignificant, though, right now, because we have Vivica A. Fox in the building.
Madam Vivica.
Don't care about you this morning.
Guys, shut up for a second.
Right.
Alongside Penetration and Heat.
Yes, from Vivica's Black Magic.
Madam Vivica is here with her hoes, baby.
No, honey.
Penetration.
Yes. Yes, we heard how much you liked our name, the names that the boys was coming
when he introduced
out.
Himself, he was like, this is Penetration. I'm like, whoa.
Yeah, it's going to be like that.
Familiar.
But it's going to be like that.
You call him Young Pino.
Yeah. But I'm glad, Vivica, I just want to say that you're doing this because I did see Chocolate City.
Yes.
So I know that was the idea for Vivica's Black Magic came from
Chocolate
City.
Yeah, this was my brainchild. When I was working with the director, Jean-Claude Lemaire, I was like, yo, You got a gold mine here. We could do a reality show. We could do a tour. Because right about now, strippers winning. You know what I'm saying? Everybody want to make it rain.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of like, you know, I wanted to do something for the girls. Our main goal was to create the ultimate girls' night out that every Wednesday that they can trust that, you know, we got so much craziness going on in the world for them to come and get with us, have a good time, have some drinks, and the gentlemen will reap the benefits.
Well, you say strippers are women. It's women strippers, though, like male strippers.
Yeah, that's
no. There's strippers too. No, what?
Male strippers got a stigma,
though.
Did
y'all not see my show? What's the stigma?
They're gay.
Oh, stop
now,
it.
Now, I'm going to keep it real.
Stop that.
Absolutely.
Not true. I'm going to tell you the truth. They say that
you ain't
because...
seen the boys on my show.
No, I haven't.
No.
That's a misconception because I'm...
Tune in. You shall see.
I'm going to tell you this. That's because men don't want their women to go to these male review shows.
Exactly.
So y'all put that rumor
say
out
that.
There.
Say
exactly.
that.
That's what it is because I've hosted male review shows before. And I'm going to tell you, the first time I did it, I had some of my friends with me. Melissa Ford was with me, too.
Yeah.
And I had to host a male review show. And my friends were very like, oh, I don't want nobody to touch me. By the time we got in there and they had some drinks, one of my friends had a penis thumped on her head.
See?
Yeah.
And they had a great time.
We don't get that graphic. But.
My friends were in the middle of the stage going crazy because I'm not going to lie, at the male review shows, these guys have a lot of talent.
Yeah. Penetration. How'd you get your name?
Say that again. What's that question?
Young Pino. How'd you get your name?
Penetration. My ex-girlfriend gave me that name, to be honest. We had a few sessions that night, you know, and she was like, I got a perfect name for you. And I was like, what's that? And that was the end. You know,
penetration.
Yeah.
You got that
for game engine? Oh, hell no.
Bro, sorry.
Right, see? Back all that
money
up.
Money is money,
right.
though.
No,
strip not club, that kind of money.
In the strip club, females go to the strip club and females dance on females.
Well, no, I'm going to tell you, I've been to Magic City in Atlanta. When I started doing the show, I went there because guess what? The strip clubs in Atlanta have turned into the clubs in Atlanta. Yeah. That's
it's
what,
like that
where everybody going there and just having a good time. It used to be so taboo to say, oh my gosh, I'm going to a strip club. Now everybody's like, what's happening? Where are you going? They in there having a good time. The music is real good. And that's what I like. You know, I don't try to be a hater. I try to be a congratulator. If that's what's working. And also for my sisters, I got tired if you go to Vegas, you only got Thunder from Down Under or Chippendales with that one brother over in the corner. And I was like, oh, really? Even Magic Mike?
You did your homework. You went to all
of
them.
Yes, I did. You know.
Research purposes.
I had to be educated about it.
Let's not leave it in the air. Why wouldn't they dance for gay men?
Because there's no need to. They dance for women.
Okay.
But what happens?
It's called the ultimate girls' night out for a reason.
Got you.
But what happens if men just happen to? There's a couple.
We have a couple of guys that come there. You know. I mean, but you know,
it's not that kind of penetration. Slow down.
It's a great place for guys to meet women though, because you go to a male review show. The women in there are feeling good. It's all women.
Yes.
So if you happen to be a guy in the audience, I think the best thing to do is have a male review show and then have a party after.
Exactly.
There's a lot of big women too that come.
Oh yeah,
yes.
Absolutely.
You know, we love too. Exactly.
We love them all.
So let's talk about some of the things you guys have to do to prep to perform, because I know you have to like make sure
that
you
want to know how y'all get a chub before y'all hit the stage.
You have to stay erect, and I heard you have to like tie and
I don't do that. I can't dance like that. I dance too hard to be dancing with blood and you know in my thing. You know, I tried it once and I almost passed out.
You're talking about a penis ring.
Yeah, don't you say it could fall off? Because you know if you tie it around it every night.
Like, I'm telling you, I don't do it. I don't play with my thing. I need my thing to work right when I get
know
home.
That's right.
But you do it, Heat.
I mean, sometimes.
Is that you say hard?
Show them what you're working with.
It actually depends how long the show is, because like if the show is more than 15 minutes,
you're in trouble.
If that's on you, it's over. Yo, turn it blue.
You don't want to get gangrene.
Exactly. Yeah. Now, you know, a couple days ago was Angela Yee's birthday, so she really would like a dance before you guys leave.
It was actually
there you go.
I respect it though
because guys do this type of stuff all the time.
Of course.
So it's good to see a woman taking charge and saying, you know what, let's pimp some of these men too.
That's the beauty of the show is being the head chick in charge. And then you get to see, I have a showrunner and a show producer that's also females, Eureka and Kiana. And what we did is that we had a nationwide search. Guys from all over America auditioned for the show. Mm-hmm. And we picked an Elite Eight, and what it is our journey of getting a residency in Las Vegas. Because when we did go to Las Vegas, we met Billy Cross from from Down Under. They've been on the Las Vegas Strip for close to 20 years. Mm-hmm. They are booked internationally and domestically year-round.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, they
need that.
Paid.
That's where women go for their bachelorette parties.
So that's what I thought for the sisters, that, you know, we need bachelorette parties, divorce parties, just because it's Wednesday parties.
Right.
You know, just cause.
All right, keep it locked. We got more with Vivica A. Fox coming up, and we might try to give Yee another lap dance. You know, her birthday was the other day. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
That was Bryson Tiller with Exchange. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We have Vivica A. Fox in the building. Charlamagne?
You call him male exotic dancer?
Yes, I do. I mean, I just, out of respect. I mean, I just didn't want to be like, yes, stripper number one, two. You know, like, they've become my family. Right,
but do women spend money like men in the strip club?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
We have a change machine that when they come in, that they're waiting to
really?
They come in. Oh, yeah. I'm telling you.
You have to check out every stripper that comes. Like, you got to say naked and check them out.
You have to watch the show.
The only thing I ask them to do is definitely manscape.
Okay.
You know what I mean? I'm sorry. But, you know, they just, you know, they like it to be smooth.
But so what if it's a guy named Bushman?
It stay on their body. So,
shout out to Bushman in Detroit.
But, you know, and my guys, we make sure that they're in great shape. They work out, which is good. And like I said, you know, for all the guys, like, let your ladies watch the show because, trust me, you're going to reap the benefits after the show.
Is there a lot of diversity in the male exotic dance industry? Because for me, it seemed like I always noticed the white.
Yeah, well, that's all that's been put out there for Chippendales and stuff like that. Yeah. So that's why, you know, when the show came out, we came out on Wednesday night. We were trending, and everyone's like, thank you. Right. Finally, something for us.
Something we could look at.
Yeah. So.
And it's hard to find a male review show. Like, even here, it's like a not very frequent thing. It's like a special occasion.
It's usually in a hall.
So basically, you want some random hall in the middle of nowhere.
So basically, you want their business card before you leave, is what you're saying.
And then also,
I know a lot of male exotic dancers.
See, I got that right there.
Bam, there you go. But we're grateful to Lifetime. They gave us 8 episodes.
Wow.
It was the first pitch that I went out there with Propagate. Howard Owens, they literally bought 8 episodes. It was the first pitch that I did, and that's rare. I've been in Hollywood for years, and when you pitch shows, it's rare that they buy it just that quick. And a year later, here we are on the air.
Now, as a personal question, do you still get, this is going to be sounding crazy, do you still get horny seeing men now because you see it all the time?
Oh, sure.
Like, I'm in a strip club so much, it's not new to me.
Evie
has
to say
that these girls do nowadays don't turn you. I'm a very straight woman, strictly dickly over here. But I even went to the strip club and them girls are doing tricks. I was like, wow. I mean, really?
Yes.
So maybe you need to start going to see some male strippers. Maybe,
oh,
maybe,
stop
maybe
it.
You're burnt out on the women. That's what it sounds
like. Change your channel. But to keep it real, y'all can learn a lot from these guys. I tried. I just think the different ways that the girls are learning to do their routines.
Like, none of it impresses you.
But what can a guy do? There's no pole. Show him one time, Pino.
There's no pole in the strip club.
I don't know if you want to slide down it, though.
If you can see how they can take a girl and put her on one hand and spin her around.
Let's see. Yeah, go ahead.
It's very impressive. No, don't do her like that.
Come on, Pino.
She got a private dance.
No, but you're right. I've been in the strip club. I've seen them. They pick women up. They flip them around. They do all kinds of tricks. They have great.
They got tricks, too.
Fire.
Yeah.
Show him a trick, Pino. Come on.
Show
yourself one time. Show him, Pino.
Oh, my God.
Show me one time, Envy. You dressed up as a cowboy. You know how many strippers I know named Envy? There's only one that you know.
Come on, Envy.
No.
Show me what you're working with. Oh, he blushing. All right, I love it.
What about now,
when we come back next time, you're going to have a routine ready for me, right?
You got it.
All right.
Do you guys have any piercings?
Okay, yeah.
Just one in my ear. That's about it.
No, I know one of my friends who's a male exotic dancer, he had a piercing on his penis and it got ripped out during one of his performances.
All right, man.
I used to have a belly ring and I did a movie and
it got ripped out.
And it got ripped out. And I was like, okay, that's the end of the piercings.
Yeeks, all right. Well, keep it locked. We got more with Vivica A. Fox. Don't go anywhere. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Cut it.
That was OT Genesis with Cut It. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Vivica A. Fox is still in the building with us. Charlamagne?
You know what I want to ask you, Vivica?
Sure,
you know, with the current landscape of TV, like with Black-ish and Atlanta and Insecure and Empire, they say they feel like the 90s is back. As someone who went through that era, do you feel that way?
Yes,
too?
I do.
Wow.
You know, it's been a long time coming for things to, for us to feel like, wow, when you turn on the TV, you see good quality products. Do you know what I mean? Especially for women with Scandal, Empire, How to Get Away with Murder, Shonda Rhimes, all of her shows. It's been a long time coming because it seemed like for a minute they kind of forgot about us.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? It's kind of like what happened in politics, how they felt like, oh, y'all forgot about us. Well, now we're going to go crazy and go almighty whitey. But that's all right. So, but now we're back on TV and things are good.
Why do you think it was a lapse, though? Because it seemed like the 90s was popping.
Well, reality happened, to be honest with you.
Reality TV?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, reality TV definitely changed a lot for actors and actresses because, you know, they could pay people to show up $1,500 and do anything, if that.
Mm-hmm.
And so that took over, and then you got your reality stars, Instagram, social media, all that. It was a different time for that.
Mm-hmm.
Now that's kind of like fading away, and now actors are coming back, that people finally got hip to the fact that, oh, that's scripted in a way too. It's not, you know what I mean? Because it's a storyline, and they give people storylines when they act it out now. So I think now they really want to see actors do their thing.
So because of you, I will always hate Officer Scrooge and Detective Waller, okay? Set it off.
Come on.
Detective Waller shot you in the back. And you was trying to run for the bus.
She was like, huh?
What do you mean?
Wait a minute. I was so, because you know what this we're here. I'm like, what's going to happen?
She's like, you said joke. Where am I going to take this?
Right, where we going? Where we going? Let me think. But you're right. Yeah. Set it off. Yeah.
I'm watching that over the holidays.
Can you believe? It's been 20 years.
Yeah.
20 years. How come we never did another one?
Because we got killed, honey.
Everybody died, you idiot. Except for
Stoney. One made it.
Stoney's the only one.
She did a part two.
No. I think it was a classic. I commend F. Gary Gray that he, because you know, right now they're making remakes of
everything.
Damn thing.
Right.
And I just commend F. Gary Gray that he was like, you know what? Nah. They did it.
They didn't
think
it was going to do that well.
We had no idea that it was going to be that huge. Mm-hmm. And it, like you said, it plays all the time, and people just absolutely love it. So.
I remember Siskel and
Ebert. Thank you. We appreciate the support.
Siskel and Ebert said it got snubbed. It should have got an Oscar now. Back in the day.
We did our thing. But once again, I commend the director, F. Gary Gray, because when we originally got the script, the characters were almost kind of laughable. It was all the stereotypes of African-American. So every day that we would come to rehearsals, F. Gary Gray, we were just tossing out pages. He's like, we have got to explain why you guys' backs are against the wall. Why did you all decide?
Right.
If there's no motivation for the journey, then we're not going to believe it.
Right.
And we did all the shooting, running. I mean, we filmed for 6 weeks at night. And those girls will always have a special place in my heart.
Did y'all know it was going to be a classic when y'all recorded it?
We had a good feeling about it because we was putting it down. Mm-hmm. Like Queen Latifah was like, dang, I don't never cry like this. And, you know, we just had scenes that were gut-wrenching. And it was great that Latifah and Jada and us that we all knew each other.
Mm-hmm.
So we was like, we're going to make this work. And Latifah was doing Living Single, an album, at the same time. I mean, like, some days she would be in the makeup chair just sleep. But she never showed up with an ego, no drama. Mm-hmm. It was like we all wanted it to be good.
Right. Now her Curb Your Enthusiasm's coming back, too.
LD.
So does that
I don't
mean...
know if the blacks are coming back. Okay. We shall see.
She didn't. By the way, that's the characters. On...
We don't know if the blacks are coming back. But, you know, another show that took my career to another level, because when I did the show, he wanted to make sure that we stripped away Vivica Fox. He was like, yo, I want you to come in. I don't want no glamour. I want you to be just raw. I want people to know that you can just really be funny.
Mm-hmm.
And when you came in, they just gave you like a little synopsis and you kind of came up with your own script.
That was dope. We seen you on Wendy yesterday, and I'm glad you squashed your beefs and everything and that
needed
you have
to.
No more problems. That's good for the new year.
Needed to.
Yeah,
you know?
That's a good thing. Because it was real petty. The memes were funny, but I'm just
the
glad
memes were funny as hell. I know. And it's crazy because that one there, like I said, I always have love for him. And I hated that it had to go left. But, you know, the thing for me is that, you know, when he was attacking my Empire family, you know, y'all know me, I'm always real.
I see.
And I have to stand up for my family.
How many fights do you get into? Because you look like you will punch up to the face immediately.
I won't anymore because I get sued.
Okay.
But back in the day, though, you know, the pretty girl, they try to think you weak, but yeah, it was time to squash that.
Were you ever upset at 50 that he put it out there that you butt?
Oh, thank you, Charlamagne. I knew that was coming.
Jeez,
knew that was coming sometime.
I
knew that. Oh, God.
I do that.
He does.
What do you do? Do you put chocolate, honey?
No, straight regular. Fresh out the shower.
No. No. Well,
no, honey,
there was no ass eating that went on. That was a story that he came up with. It wasn't true.
Oh.
It's interesting that anybody can say anything and people believe it's true, though.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, that wasn't crazy, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's really not that crazy, but...
It is what it is.
He would have been a good male exotic dancer, I always felt like.
In his heyday, absolutely.
In his heyday.
Yeah, when he first came out, he definitely had body by Jay.
I always tell women, though, when you eat a man's ass, try to put a little knuckle in it, because when he try to use it against you, that you his ass, you could always say, but you won't talk about that knuckle.
All right, Vivica's Black Magic, Lifetime, 10 o'clock. We thank you for coming.
You are so welcome.
And
okay.
We found out she does not eat ass, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you very much.
And thank you.
And now we are going to watch Black
Magic.
Put
that to rest and put that wear back there, y'all. We moving on, 2017. Let's go have some fun.
And now we're all going to watch Vivica's Black Magic together.
You can say it anywhere but back there.
Oh, did that come out wrong?
Yeah, it came out wrong.
Well, no, that was something that I always said on Wendy Williams.
Yeah, put that wear back there.
Yeah. But just don't eat it.
I'm glad we all had this male review show together.
Because they'll make memes out of your ass. Don't do it.
I mean, to God, we are the Breakfast Club. Now, if you're wondering why the board op is not here and the producer is now in his
seat. Hold on. Everybody has a name here. Our board op's name is M-Eazy. You may know him from Love & Hip Hop. He's the guy who wouldn't let Cisco in for an interview after DJ Self shut it down.
Mm-hmm.
And this isn't Beetlejuice sitting at the board. This is Eddie F., our new producer.
Okay.
Yeah, but M-Eazy has a loose booty right now.
Yeah, very loose booty.
He ate something last night, and he's just been in there farting and complaining.
Mm-hmm.
And
he thinks that he has food poisoning.
That's what he thinks.
Food poisoning. Oh, he had a good time last night. Okay.
Well, the strippers were, the male strippers were.
He threw up 3 times already. So he's just not feeling good.
Everybody can't take it, man.
Okay. All right, well, let's get to the rumors. Let's talk Pharrell.
Listen up.
It's just in.
All the gossip. The Rumor Report.
Gossip.
With Angela Yee.
It's The Rumor Report.
The Breakfast Club.
Well, we told you before that Pharrell and Ellen DeGeneres, as well as Janelle Monáe, had some issues with gospel singer Kim Burrell and some things that she had to say. Pharrell was on Ellen's show, and here's what he said about Prejudice.
You were supposed to do a different song.
Yeah.
And you were supposed to perform it with Kim Burrell.
Yeah.
So I'm going to let you talk about it for a minute.
Well, there's no space, there's no room for any kind of prejudice in 2017 or moving on. Like, I love her, just like I love everybody else. We all have to get used to everyone's differences and understand that this is a big, gigantic, beautiful, colorful world, and it only works with inclusion and empathy. Even when I disagree with someone, I'm wishing them the best. I'm hoping for the best because we can't win the other way.
Pharrell is absolutely right. Death to all prejudice. Do we want diplomacy or division? We live in a diverse world, and if you're judging people on anything except for the content of their character, you're part of the problem.
Now, if you don't remember what Kim Burrell said, this video had surfaced online of her giving a sermon.
Tell them what they're saying.
She's saying basically, if you're a man and you have another man's penis in your face, you're perverted. If you're a woman and you shake your breast in another woman's face, then you are perverted.
What if I'm a man with a woman's breast in my face?
You're perverted.
Or you're a woman with a man's penis in your face?
You're perverted.
You're normal.
It's the same sex
all the way above.
It's just the same
all
people
above.
Make it perverted?
Uh-huh. Mm.
Okay.
Right, so people were very upset about that, and she even did a Facebook explanation, but she is not backing down from what she said and what her beliefs are. Okay, Soulja Boy has been training really hard, as has Chris Brown.
Really hard? It's only been 2 days.
For their fight together. They posted a lot of videos in those 2 days of them training.
Soulja Boy really looked like an 8-month pregnant woman that's doing light weightlifting just because the doc told her to.
But another thing that Soulja Boy has done was put out a picture, an Instagram photo from Nia's page. Nia is Chris Brown's daughter's mother, royalty's mother.
Too far.
Yeah, definitely too far. And then he tagged himself. He put hashtag the money team. And you can see the tags of the money team and Floyd Mayweather on royalty.
Playing.
Right,
I'm gonna be honest with you. That's when you deserve to get shot in the ass. He been deserved to get shot in the ass, but now he really deserved to get shot in the ass.
Well, here's what Chris Brown had to say.
Bro, all the jokes aside, my like, seriously, we gonna set up this fight. It's gonna be professional. But one thing you gotta stop doing, my. I'm gonna be real with you. Stop saying shit about my daughter, bro. That's gonna take this somewhere else. I'm telling you right now, on Jesus Christ, on anybody you believe in, Allah, Buddha, I don't give a. on my daughter, stop talking about my daughter, bro. Real gangsters and street know.
Oh, God.
Number one rule, no kids. You's a bitch, my
I agree with Chris. He should not be talking about his daughter. But why does Chris keep going back and forth with this fool? Y'all got the fight set. When the fight happens in March, you whip his ass in the ring. Then you have your boys jump him after the fight, too.
Absolutely. And he might need to get shot in the ass.
What he's probably trying to do also is distract him to the point that he's so angry. You know, boxers do things like that.
I don't talk about nobody's kids.
I was watching Hands of Stone on the plane when I was coming back from vacation.
This is not a movie, ye.
It's based on a true story.
Well, this ain't no true story.
And you know, boxers always try to...
No, it's not. It's a pretend Negro named Soulja Boy who's so fictional, okay, going up against Chris Brown.
All right, now Naomi Campbell is talking about sympathizing with Kim Kardashian. She was on the Wendy Williams show, and she talked about an incident where she almost got set up and robbed in Paris. Here's what she said.
I kept mine pretty down low, but in 2012, I was attacked in Paris. They followed me from the airport.
Oh, excuse me?
Yep, they attacked me. They opened my car door and said, Naomi Campbell, we're going to kill you.
Jesus.
Wait, Naomi. Yeah. So they came up to you and opened your door?
I was in the car with blacked out windows.
Then why didn't you lock the door?
Well, that's the thing. That the driver was in. The driver was putting in on it.
Ah.
Mm-hmm. So that's what happened. She basically got attacked and she feels like she was set up.
Why do you go all the way to Paris to get robbed?
What do you mean?
Let's go to Brownsville.
I don't think they went there to get robbed.
Yeah, they didn't
robbed.
Go to get robbed. They didn't say, I'm going to get robbed today.
They grew up in New York all those years and nobody ever attempted to rob them?
We don't know that. But I think people have a romantic vision of what happens when you go to Paris. Mm-mm. Beautiful, it's romantic. Some people are off guard. And they take advantage. Just like when you go to some place you're not familiar with, people take advantage of the fact that you don't know how things work and run. That's why I'm forever paranoid.
Yeah. All right.
You know, I'm forever paranoid because
I've had guns pulled on me because I've been attacked a couple times. I'm always paranoid. I'm paranoid in church.
Because of Dylan Roof.
I'm never sleep.
Right.
All of that was her saying that she sympathizes with Kim Kardashian and how scary her ordeal was in Paris.
Oh, absolutely.
All right. Well, I'm Angela Yee, and that's your rumor report.
All right. Thank you, Miss Yee. Charlamagne.
Yes, sir.
You are disgusting.
I didn't mean to. Yes, somebody was mad at me for belching on the air the other day. It's not like I couldn't help it. That's why they have the belch button here. It's the cough button.
Yeah, but why did you press it?
Because who can ever get to it fast enough? Have you ever used the cough button in the radio? It's the cough button. This is how the cough button sound. Watch.
That's good.
Can you hear me?
No.
Good. So that's when you burp.
That's when you're supposed to
burp. Now, think about how fast gas comes up, and if you can get your hand to the cough button.
You did that pretty fast.
Yeah, you can. Because
I'm thinking about it.
But you can burp. You can turn your head when you burp.
You know when you're about to burp.
So why you ain't ever used the cough button?
I do.
No, you haven't. Stop lying.
Because I don't burp on the mic.
Yeah, I don't burp on air.
Have you ever coughed on air? Yes.
No, I usually turn my head when I cough.
Well, you don't use the cough button. That's the point of this whole story I'm telling.
Or how about you at least say excuse me after?
Excuse me. How about that?
That helps.
Yeah, that's a lot of people, listen, it sounds like a fake excuse me.
A lot of people out there burping this morning at work.
All right.
Emezy, how's your butt? You okay?
Loose booty.
You okay? Yes, I told everybody that you
got diarrhea. I don't know, but Charlamagne's burp smelled like Emezy's butt.
You okay? Emezy?
Well, if you follow Emezy, just hashtag loose booty on his page. But Charlamagne.
Yeah, at IAM.
Don't do that.
What is this?
IAMEZY.
Even his sweatpants look like his butt hurts.
Yeah.
Why? Hashtag loose booty.
Loose booty.
Loose booty. All right.
Cisco spike your food because you ain't let him do that interview.
That's probably what happened. Now, dunk of the day, Charlamagne. Who are you giving that to?
Yahoo Finance needs to come to the front of the congregation. We like to have a word with him. We can't allow these kind of mistakes in 2017.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
We'll do it when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Time for Donkey of the Day.
Donkeys of the Day, ask Charlamagne.
I'm a Democrat, so being Donkey of the Day is a little bit of a mixed up.
So like a donkey. Yeehaw.
Okay.
Donkey of the Day.
The Breakfast Club, bitches.
Now, I've been called a lot in my 23 years, but Donkey of the Day is a new one.
Hey, guys. Donkey of the Day for Friday, January 6th goes to Yahoo Finance. Now, I don't know the person who runs Yahoo Finance's Twitter, but applaud that man or woman. Give him some claps real quick, all right? Because he or she provided some great content for Black Twitter last night. I missed it in real time, but I woke up to it this morning. And I must say thank you, Yahoo Finance, for the entertainment. Now, if you missed it, this is why proofreading is so important. Always measure twice, so you only have to cut once. Well, the individual who runs Yahoo Finance's Twitter didn't get that memo. Or they were in a rush. Or maybe they were just trying to be funny. Because in a tweet that was simply supposed to state that Donald Trump wants a much bigger Navy, somebody replaced the B in bigger with an N. So it actually read, Trump wants a much nigger navy. Okay, yes, the dreadful N-word that racists use to address blacks and that a lot of blacks use to address themselves. Now, I know other affiliates that carry the Breakfast Club don't like when I say that word on air, but I didn't say it. I read it. And it was in context to show how foolish Yahoo Finance sounded when they posted this on Twitter, okay? See, these are the kind of mistakes that lead me to believe that it will one day, probably in the next 4 years, be an Orson Welles War of the World type situation via social media, okay? These are the kind of mistakes we can't afford to have on social media because people react. It's only a matter of time before some false information from our future presidential administration is posted on social media and panic will ensue, okay? Because currently, just on Twitter, Yahoo Finance is trending and has been mentioned 60,000 times, and the N-word Navy hashtag is trending and has been mentioned probably twice as much. Now, when I woke up this morning and I saw N-word Navy trending, I honestly thought Rihanna had released a new record or something. Okay, Cash Money and Rihanna are the original N-word Navies, but the fact people reacted the way they did to this tweet is exactly why when the wrong information is posted on social media, it can cause pandemonium. And to me, this was just a test that you all passed, and soon, I repeat, it will be some Orson Welles War of the World type situation via social media. One hacking of someone in the Trump administration social media, and it's going down. Okay, imagine waking up and seeing nuclear bomb dropping on USA at 4 p.m. today. People are going to be forming their own N-word armies, N-word Marines, N-word Air Forces, and N-word Navies trying to prepare for the end. Look, Yahoo Finance, you can't make these kind of mistakes in the Trump era, okay? We already live in a racially sensitive time, and luckily, black Twitter reacted with jokes last night, and white Twitter decided to stand down and not participate because that could have easily turned into an online racial war that could have spilled out into the streets, all because somebody at Yahoo Finance doesn't give a damn about proofreading. Please give Yahoo Finance the biggest heat. Oh, you know what? Give them the smooth sounds in the Hamiltones.
You are the donkey of the day. You are the donkey of the day. Hee-haw.
Yeah, right. You really have to proofread, especially when you're working for a corporation. I know a lot of times I send texts out to my friends, and I'll tell you a very common mistake that I make is sometimes I want to write "Let's go out," right? But the G is right next to the H.
Let's hoe out.
Yeah.
Drop on the clues bombs for Angela Yee. Damn.
You know, sometimes when you write "Jeesh," the autocorrect puts "Jewish." That happens all the time.
What?
When you write "Jeesh."
Who writes Jeesh? Is that some type of beige code? Is that what you waffle-colored Negroes be saying to each other?
Who writes
Jeesh?
Tell me what context would you say?
You know why this is so stupid? Because Envy says Jeesh all the time. And by the way, he's the only person I know that says Jeesh. That is Envy's ad-lib. That is his signature ad-lib. Jeesh.
Let's say Charlamagne says, wow, did
How
you
do
see?
How do you spell Jeesh?
J-E-E-S-H.
I think it's really G-E-E-S-H.
Oh.
Yo. You really like him. Like, if you...
it's my word.
It's not a stereotype.
I can spell it the way I want to spell it.
Well, that's like you're saying Jewish, because you're saying Jewish.
Every stereotype about light-skinned guys you possess in every way imaginable. By the way, I don't think that was a typo from Yahoo Finance either. I just think somebody was trying to be funny. Because that much N-word Navy thing could only work for two presidents. That's
and it
Barack.
Was up for 20 minutes.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It could only work for Barack and Trump. Because Yeesh. Barack's black and because people, you know, believe Trump's a racist.
All right, Jeesh.
Jewish.
Why wouldn't you spell Jesus?
I don't know.
Is that what Jeesh is short for?
I don't know. I just be like Jeesh.
Jesus Christ.
I'm still going to spell it with a J.
I don't care. I work with this guy.
I don't care.
Why do we work with this guy?
No.
Because you guys love me. Jeez.
Jesus Christ.
All right.
Jeez.
That was the donkey today. When we come back, let's talk stripper stories. 800-585-1051. Earlier today, Vivica Fox came with her male hoes, her male strippers.
Yes, one name was Heat and one name was Penetration.
That's right. He actually hit you on Instagram, too.
Yes, he did. He sent me an Instagram post. And his name on Instagram is Official Penetration. Jeesh.
That would be Envy's stripper name. Next, coming to the stage.
All right, so we're asking, tell us some crazy stripper stories. 800-585-1051. I remember one time one of my friends was in a strip club. It was his birthday, so I paid for him to get a lap dance. And when he was finished, he had brown stains on his T-shirt.
Sheesh.
Yeah, geesh, right. He had some doo-doo stains. All right, so that was Notorious B.I.G. with Juicy. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, if you just joined us, Vivica Fox and her male hoes came through earlier. Her male
don't
strippers.
Don't call them that. They're male exotic hoes. Dancers.
They definitely are male hoes.
They out here working.
Listen, man, God bless Vivica A. Fox. It's about time that a woman objectified some men the way that men have been objectifying women for years, okay? I don't have no problem with this at all. I'm all about equality, baby.
Now, we're asking, since they are male dancers, we want to know your craziest strip club story. I told mine earlier how I paid for a friend to get a lap dance.
With male dancers?
No, with a female dancer.
You got to be more specific,
with
brother.
With a female dancer. And when she got up, when you know he had brown marks up and down his T-shirt.
That could have been discharge, or it could have been
doo-doo stains, or it could have been that time of the month.
Right.
Yeah, it could have been all that.
But it, been.
It was just
we'll never
nasty.
Know.
And we never let him
did
let
you
it down.
Smell it to try to figure it
no,
out.
No, I did not smell it.
Could have been coffee.
I don't really have no crazy strip club stories because I grew up in South Carolina, so the strip club is like real regular. I mean, I guess the only crazy strip club story I can think of is the first time I ever received. Was it the first time I ever received oral sex? Yeah, I think the first time.
You were
I,
in the champagne room?
Yeah. First time I ever received oral sex, I was a young buck, and the young lady was performing fellatio on me, and, you know, I was new to the game, so when I paid her for it, it really only
lasted. You paid her for it? That's prostitution.
Yeah, well, whatever. It only lasted like 30 seconds. And I'm like, damn, what happened? And she was like, well, you know, I'm supposed to give you fellatio during the duration of the song, but we started in the middle of the song.
Song's over.
So if you want more, you got to pay me again. Oh. I ain't had no money like that back then.
So you were a John and you got tricked.
I was a John? What's that mean? I know what it means in Philly. What's that mean?
No, John, like a person who solicits.
A mark ass boss.
I don't think I was a mark. I was just green. I didn't know that, you know. That
made you a mark.
That when you pay, you got to pay throughout the whole song.
She got you. So you could have got a long song, but you got a short.
Hey, in her defense, she still wanted to give me more fellatio. I just didn't have more money.
So she didn't want to.
Okay.
Now, Yee, do you have any strip club stories?
I have a million strip club stories, but I personally don't like to get lap dances or anything because. Mm-hmm. I just am a germaphobe.
Okay.
I don't really like people I don't know touching me. But one time I was in Jamaica, and I was with my friends in the strip club, and you know how they just kind of force you to get a lap dance, and then you're trying to be a good sport.
Jamaica got strip clubs?
Of course they
yes.
do.
Yes.
Wow.
All right, so this one stripper was, like, dancing, and she had her thing on my leg, and I could feel her stubbly hair. And
her vagina was on your leg?
I left after
oh,
that.
Oh, my
I was
goodness.
Like, I gotta go.
Oh, my goodness. All right. Well, let's go to the phone lines.
Why would a vagina be on somebody's leg?
It's the waxing part of it, like wax.
It's stubbly.
I wouldn't feel the stubble.
I actually like that feeling. Like when a girl gets a fresh wax and then sits on my
face. But there's
face.
No stubble when you get a wax.
It's and I'm hoping
smooth.
Not any girl. I'm hoping your wife.
Duh. That's all what right. I mean.
Hello, who's this?
You didn't say when my wife.
Hello?
Hello. Hi, this is Kimberly.
Hey, Kimberly, you got a crazy strip club story for us?
I sure do. But this happened years ago. We all went out celebrating after our first Marine Corps ball. We went to a strip club, and one of my friends was telling this other guy, hey, man, don't do it. Don't give her any money. Well, the stripper heard him. She turned him around, punched him in the mouth, and chipped his tooth.
Damn, we was talking about, like, dance stories,
whoa.
Not fight
yeah,
stories.
I don't want to see that. I don't want to hear about no strippers being
Jeez.
Assaulted. Jesus Christ, what kind of animals are you?
Hello, who's this?
This 800 out of Ohio, man.
800.
Wow, you must be super official.
We talking strip club
credit
stories.
Score.
Yeah, man. It was crazy, man. My dude, we went to the strip club one time, and he got with this little foreign chick, man. She was like Taiwanese or something like that, man. He just fell in love with her, you know what I mean? She's bad, bro. She's bad. So he talking to her for a couple weeks, long story short. He go over her house or whatever, meet her parents, and he get to seeing all these pictures that's on the mantelpiece and whatnot. He ask who people is, and they telling him Mitch. He meet her brother. She had a twin brother. And his dad like, yeah, so you, her dad like, so yeah, you accepting of her and all that. He like, what are you talking about? And he showed him a picture of her when she was in middle school, and she was a boy when she was little.
Oh, man.
So he got a lap dance from a transgender.
Yes.
Man, yeah.
There's nothing wrong with that. It's 2017.
He got a little more from her, man. You know what I'm saying? I was sorry for him. Like, man, she should have told you. But at the end of the day, it ain't your business if they don't want to tell you, man. I just feel like it should be like a contract where you have to tell. You know what I'm saying?
Intention is everything, though. If he didn't know it was a transgender and he accidentally got fellatio from a transgender, it's just a mistake, okay? He didn't know. Intention is everything.
Or you could be like Richard Pryor and it happened one time. Hey, F it. Might as well keep it going.
Oh, my goodness. 800-585-1051. We're talking strip club stories. You have one? That was Khaled for free. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, if you just joined us, we're talking crazy strip club stories. Earlier, Vivica Fox stopped through. She brought some male exotic strippers with her. I think their name was Heat and Penetration.
Don't say you think. You know for a fact their name was Heat and Penetration.
Heat
How
and
could you
penetration.
Forget?
What would your name be?
Jeez. Envy is a stripper name, though. Envy is a bartender stripper name, by the way.
So is Charlamagne.
It's really not. I know mad bartenders and scrippers named Envy.
You know
all
one.
All across the country.
You know, maybe two.
I know a few Envies in the script.
What would
that
your name be,
Charlamagne? Bartenders. What you mean?
If you were a male stripper.
Thunder Thighs.
I don't know. I don't think about silly things like that.
Thunder Thighs would be his name. What about you, Yee?
Oh, me? I don't know. We were talking about male exotic dancers. Y'all have great
Bumblebee,
names.
That would be your name.
Because Heat and Penetration.
Because you're black and yellow.
Oh.
She's black and Asian, so they say black and yellow, so she'd be Bumblebee.
That doesn't sound very sexy.
Not at all.
Why not Bumblebee?
Bumblebee to the stage.
She'll sting ya.
Hello?
Hello?
Hey, you got a crazy strip club story?
Hey, guys. Yes, I love you guys. My name is Tanya from Jersey. My girlfriend, we took her out to a strip joint, right? She every bit of 270 damn pounds.
Oh, that's big.
This guy, you know, this big, sweaty, muscular guy comes and tries to pick her up.
Yeah.
Right? He picks her up and lands flat on his back. When he landed on his back, she landed straight on his face.
Whoa.
Dude was struggling trying to get up. Like, he couldn't breathe. Like, I couldn't breathe because I was crying.
Oh,
He couldn't breathe. He was really, they really had to lift her fat butt up because he couldn't breathe.
Did you get it on Snapchat?
No, this was long ago. This was a long time. We ain't had Snapchat back in the day.
Listen,
I was in my 20s back then.
Yeah, that was just fat back, not just Snapchat.
No,
listen, fat women do not know how to act in the strip club.
That's what I say.
Yeah, I was in tears. I couldn't believe that mess. I'm like, yo, dude couldn't lift her up. He couldn't pick her up from off the ground, from off the floor.
Are you big, too?
No, I'm not big. I'm good.
Every fat chick in the strip club act like designer on stage.
Hello, who's this?
Darren,
we're talking crazy strip club stories. Good morning. You got one?
Yeah, so we took my boy out for his, like, 30th birthday or whatever, went to strip club, and stripper gets in front of him, so we're all souped. So we start throwing, like, dollar bills in front of him. The stripper's like, all right, she takes one, she folds it in half, and she puts it on the counter, and she's going to pick it up with her cheeks. So, like, no lie, she tried, like, 5 times. Like, it was like a struggle try.
Was it working?
Could not get it. Yeah, was not working. Her ass was too flat. So as a last ditch effort, she just took his face and shoved it in her crotch. We all just walked away.
Wow.
Why is that crazy?
That wasn't crazy.
That actually sounds like a
sounds
great
awkward.
Time.
Sounds awkward.
It sounds normal.
That's like a great time.
Hello, who's this?
Yo, this is Josh from Jersey.
Josh, you got a crazy strip club story for us?
Yeah, man. I was at the strip club and shit, so.
No cursing.
You know it's a good story when it starts off strip club.
Go ahead, bro.
So I get a couple beers. I get a bucket of beers, and the stripper, she's dancing, and she's, like, sweating real hard, so I guess she got thirsty. She came up to the bucket, stuck her hand in the bucket, and started, like, sucking on the ice. So I'm there, like, ew. And then she grabs my drink, and I kind of pull it away, and she's like, don't worry, I ain't got no AIDS. And she pulled a drink out of my hand and take a sip out of it. I was
Whoa.
Like, ugh.
That's gross.
Nasty.
That was it?
That was it.
We wanted more.
I really didn't.
Yeah.
He lost me after he said bucket of beer. I don't trust anybody who buys buckets of beers in the strip club.
My goodness. All right, what's the moral of the story? Is there a moral?
The moral of the story is if strippers can be called exotic dancers, then drug dealers should be called exotic pharmacists.
What? That's all you got?
Yes, that's all I got from this whole conversation.
My goodness.
Bumblebee, right. You got the rumor report?
Yes, I do, chocolate thighs. We're going to be talking about our president and his final hurrah. We'll tell you what he plans to do. Also, Lee Daniels. He wants white people to feel good about being white.
Sheesh.
All right, since when do white people don't feel good about being white? What is going on in the world? What world did I wake up in on January 1st? Because I am so confused about everything.
All right. We'll
what
get
world
it.
Don't white people feel good about being white in?
We'll talk about it when we come back. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club.
Happy New Year. Are we still saying that?
No.
And this is officially National Take Your Christmas Tree Down weekend, by the way.
No, it's not.
I'm sure you still got your Christmas tree up like I do.
Yeah, I'm keeping mine up for a while.
I just took mine down in October, and then I just never put it back.
If you still got your Christmas tree up by Martin Luther King weekend, you just slack and disgusting, and you're disgracing Martin Luther King's memory.
I'll wait till the last weekend in January.
What? You're going to wait till almost Valentine's Day?
Yes.
That's disgusting. It's a, that kind of
it's a lot to put all them lights up and Christmas tree ornaments.
Well, ain't nobody tell you to have a tree that's as big as the tree in the mall.
So, I just put a gold tree in the window, two of them. They're small little mini trees.
Mm-mm. Listen, for us regular people with regular sized trees, take your trees down this weekend, okay?
I'm going to wait a week or so. 2 weeks, actually. All right, well, let's get to the rumors. Let's talk Stevie J.
This is The Rumor Report with Angela Yee. Rumor has it.
Club. Well, Stevie J, when he was up here at the Breakfast Club, talked about Jocelyn. He wasn't sure if the baby was his yet when he was here, but it turns out it is his baby.
Mm-hmm.
So they did have a daughter together, Bonnie Bella. And he also said after that he wanted her to get tested for drugs and psychological testing and all of that.
Too late.
But she had also
shouldn't
accused
you do that
him.
Before you shoot her club up?
Yeah, it's too late now. She had also accused him, though, of molesting his daughter and all kinds of crazy things. Well, now he wants to make sure that they get along for the sake of their daughter. Here's what he said.
How's Jocelyn handling being a new mother?
She's coming along. I'm looking forward to just, you know, not even dealing with the court system no more, basically, you know what I'm saying? I don't want to be going to court back and forth with Jocelyn and all this dumb shit. I just want to be a great father, and I want her to be a great mother, and I want to just raise some beautiful children.
So we've been seeing pictures of you all online, so are you all working things out back together in love? What we got?
You know, we was always homies first before the love thing, so, you know, I think it's more or less like we got to come together and be the best parents that we can.
And there you have it. What can you do? You have a child together.
I can't wait to see what that little thing grows up to be in the future. Is it a boy or girl?
It's a girl. Her name can't is wait Bonnie to see what that little girl grows little up. Thing.
I didn't know what she was.
Well, she could be a producer.
I can't wait to see what she grows up
she
to
could,
be. In
she
the
could
future.
Be an actor. She could be a musician. She could be a singer.
Yeah, you ain't saying nothing that Jocelyn does, though. You just named everything her father does, huh?
She could be on reality
just
TV.
Just forget who her mom is, right?
She might be a dancer.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
Now, Lee Daniels is talking about his new show, Star, Fox's new musical series, and he feels like the world hasn't been nice to white people lately. He said,
okay, Lee.
We are in a very dangerous state right now in our country. I want white people to feel good about being
all
white.
All right, Lee.
Because right now there's a lot of hatred going on.
Okay,
he said,
Lee.
It started out with this white girl that was just badass and would do anything, kill, rob, have sex, whatever, to get to the top. Then I realized as I was writing that it was more about a girl group. Their whole world is about what happened to me when I left home and went to Hollywood and the struggles I went through.
Okay, number one, why not just make all people feel good about themselves? And number two, who said white people feel bad about themselves? That's a hell of a generalization to say I wanted to make white people feel good about themselves. Trust me, if white people feel bad about themselves, it's not because they're white. It's because they're poor and disenfranchised or because they're sick or they're not sure the rumors of friends coming back are true. They're not just sitting around feeling bad because they're white.
I've never heard anybody, and I have white friends, I've never heard anybody say, I feel bad about being white.
This is just getting stupid at this point. Like, everybody should feel good about themselves. The problem is we make people feel bad about having pride in themselves. If you white, rep your set. If you black, rep your set. You Asian, rep your set. You Latino, rep your set. White power, black power, white privilege, black privilege. We all children of God. We all special. Who cares? Jesus Christ.
All right, what was the highest selling album of 2016? I'm sure y'all know.
The highest...
The highest
album
selling
of the year.
Adele.
Views? Yes,
really?
Drake's album.
Views sold more than Adele?
Yes, it was certified platinum 4 times. It was the highest selling LP in the United States, according to Billboard.
I mean, that album sold because of hype, though, because I wasn't a fan of Views at all. I mean, I'm not really a Drake
he had over
fan of all Drake's
billion
music. But
streams
no.
for the year.
Views wasn't hot like that.
We played a lot of that on the radio.
What?
I said we played a lot of Views on the radio.
We definitely added to that.
And we played a lot of it in the club.
And I think Drake had such a good 2015 because of Back to Back and Hotline Bling. It was a lot of build up for that album.
Nah, but Controller was big. What was the other one? One Dance was big. What was the other one?
One Dance was the number one selling single in the UK, FYI.
And then the joint with Rihanna, which was, what was that called? Too Good?
Work?
Right, Too Good.
I don't know.
I never know the names of their songs except
for Work. Yeah, he had a bunch of big records. Then he had a bunch of big records in the clubs.
Hey, man, that Drake effect is serious, man. Mm-hmm.
All right, well, guess who has an album coming out soon also?
Who?
Lil Wayne. And guess who confirmed it? Birdman. All right, this
is what he said. If it's Carter Five, nobody's believing you.
This is what he said in an interview on Beats One.
What's going on with this Carter Five, dog?
Carter Five coming out, bro.
It's coming out.
It's definitely coming out, bro. Situation with me and my son, bro. I'm going to put all that behind us and just let it move forward, bro. Wayne is one of the best artists ever to do the game.
For sure.
And I want to see him finish, continue to do what he's been doing, and I'm going to support whatever he's doing, bro. Mm. But you're definitely going to get a C5.
By the way, that could have been any Birdman soundbite from interviews over the past five years.
He's not saying that, right?
All right.
Yeah, he also said the Cash Money documentary is going to be out on Apple Music in February.
You can't just put it behind you. You got to pay me.
Yeah, you got to pay me, bro. I'm not just putting anything behind until you pay me.
Yeah, you got to pay me. You can't just, all right, let's forget about it. No.
He hasn't really addressed that part of it yet. Make Lil Wayne feel good the way Lee Daniels wants to make white people feel good.
What he should say is, you know what? I'm going to make sure Lil Wayne gets the money that he was supposed to get so that we can move forward.
He should have said, I'm going to make Lil Wayne feel good because I feel like Lil Wayne hasn't been treated fairly lately, the same way Lee Daniels doesn't feel white people have been treated fairly.
All right, and our president, Barack Obama, is leaving the White House.
Is he still our president?
Yes, he is right now.
He is.
And he's going to be having his final White House party tonight. All right, so Beyonce is going to be there, Jay-Z, Oprah. Well, they've been invited at least. Usher, Samuel L. Jackson, Stevie Wonder.
Wow.
Chance the Rapper even tweeted out, about to fly 21 hours to D.C. to bid farewell to the greatest president in U.S. history.
Wow.
God bless you.
Between that and the Coachella lineup, Lee Daniels might be on to something. White people aren't being treated good lately. No white people are going to be at Barack Obama's final White House dinner?
I didn't name any white person.
Wow. Times are changing.
Well, I'm just telling you people I know. I'm sure there's going to be some white people there.
But you don't name them in that top billing anymore? Now, we can just start putting Jesus as top billing as Santa Claus. We'll be on to something, okay? When Christmas time comes, Jesus needs to be top billing, damn it.
Well, I'm Angela Yee, and that's your rumor report.
All right, thank you, Miss Yee.